Bird Note airs on 220 radio stations in the United States and Canada. Maybe that's where you first heard us. But did you know that Bird Note is provided to stations free of charge? Public radio is crucial for a healthy media ecosystem, and we're proud to be a part of it. And because you love the joy and wonder that Bird Note brings into your life, you can support us directly. We're able to create these stories, from the quirky to the sublime, because generous listeners like you have stepped up and donated to Bird Note. If you've yet to do your part for Bird Note, it's not too late. Consider chipping in $30 a month, or about a dollar a show, to ensure that Bird Note remains online and on the air. Visit birdnote.org, or if you're already there, click the donate button.
This is Bird Note. There are two species of American dowitchers, the long-billed and the short-billed. These plump, brownish shorebirds are maddeningly similar. But if you listen to them, you'll be able to tell them apart. Here's the high-pitched call of the long-billed dowitcher. And now, the low, mellow call of the short-billed. These calls might seem unimpressive, but take a listen to the short-billed dowitcher's breeding songs. The birds fly 150 feet above ground and then glide slowly earthward, their beaks wide open as they're making these calls. You can hear their bubbling and trilling from up to a quarter mile away. At the end of the glide, the birds suddenly fall through the air and then sometimes rise again for another round of musical airborne acrobatics. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann. Today's show brought to you by the Bobolink Foundation.